This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is leading the world now in the number of coronavirus deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says there are some good signs when it comes to the numbers of hospitalizations and ventilator incubations, but he also says he doesn't want to make it a premature decision to ease up on social distancing.
If you just say, okay, it's whatever, May 1st, click, turn the switch on. Obviously, if you do it in an all-or-none way, there's an extraordinary risk of there being a rebound.
They're in cleanup mode across much of the South today after a deadly Easter Sunday tornado outbreak. At least 7 deaths are blamed on those twisters. Oil prices are now mixed after OPEC and its allies agreed to historic production cuts in the face of a glut of oil. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When you hear all this stuff on the radio, you know, you're like, yeah, right. So when I heard the Balance of Nature commercial, I was like, yeah, right. You know, how can those pills give you more energy? But the amazing thing is it does. It works. All the claims of Balance of Nature work. I mean, I have more energy. Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I would walk up the hill from feeding the horses and I'd just be dragging. And I'm like, I hate feeling this way. I've got years more to live. I don't want to feel tired all the time. And now I have plenty of energy. I used to have to, you know, always say, okay, I'm going to take a nap at 2 o'clock because I'm so tired I can't stand it, you know, and now I'm taking a nap in weeks.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A former U.S. Senate aide who claimed that former Vice President Joe Biden harassed her in the late 1990s is now saying he sexually assaulted her. Tara Reid claims that in the spring of 1993, Biden put his hand under her skirt after she brought him his gym bag. Biden's presidential campaign says the claim is not true. Reid says she told former staffers, including Biden's former chief of staff Ted Kaufman and his longtime executive assistant Marianne Baker, about harassment at the time, but both of them said they have no recollection of the claim. The massive statue of Christ, the Redeemer, overlooking Rio de Janeiro, is honoring medical workers fighting coronavirus around the world. The statue was lit up on Easter Sunday to look like a doctor while the city's archbishop celebrated Mass at the base of the huge statue. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The IRS has announced that the first round of payments has been starting to flow as part of the coronavirus relief package. We hear more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The agency wrote on Twitter, the IRS deposited the first economic impact payments into taxpayers' bank accounts today. The distributions were established by a $2.2 trillion relief package promising individuals with gross incomes of less than $75,000 a year as much as $1,200, with an additional $500 per child. Payments are set to continue beginning with Americans who filed tax returns for 2018 or 2019 and authorized direct deposit. On Friday, the IRS and the Treasury Department launched an online tool designed to speed delivery of payments for those who didn't file taxes in those years. It also plans to launch a separate tool by April 17th to allow those who filed tax returns but didn't provide direct deposit information to submit their information and receive payment immediately. Those who remain without direct deposit information will simply be sent a physical check in the mail. They said that will begin being issued the week of May 4th at the rate of about 5 million checks per week. the checks will be distributed based on adjusted gross income, and with those with the lowest income receiving their checks first. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And with USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought it was hard before, right? I'm telling you. But look, we have what it takes because we are Americans, not Americans, as we say. So, hey, we're going to get through this. It's been a little bit of a process because, hey, look, this is what happens in the land of free speech and home of the brave. You know, we have some rather antithetical forces that are getting in the way, which is quite obvious. Juanita Ingram is back with us. She's from Taiwan, lives in Taiwan, is an expat. And as you may recall, it was several weeks ago that she came on the show. And as a coronavirus quarantine survivor from Taiwan, she had some encouraging words for America and says it will get better. Juanita, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Well, Juanita, you went through the quarantine process in January, February. It was a 30-day period. You said at the time, last time we talked, that you're about 70 miles from China. So you got the news pretty quickly. And Americans are sitting here going, wait a minute, what happened here? You know, the president is accused of moving, you know, too deliberately, relying too much on the United Nations, the World Health Organizations, the Chinese misdirection information propaganda machine that was put out there, leading us to believe that it wasn't quite as serious as possible. What did Taiwan know that the United States didn't know back in January?
You know, I'm not sure that Taiwan knew something that the United States didn't know, in that I know that there has been a lot of reports lately from CNN to Fox. I think even Donald Trump Jr. tweeted about it recently, about how Taiwan responded so quickly, but also how they informed the World Health Organization exactly about their findings. Mm-hmm. And they reported it through the International Health Regulations. But what they knew, and being so close, and of course, you know, being here is different than what you read about or hear about in the news. I will tell you firsthand from living here, we were on holiday in Malaysia mm-hmm. when we really, you know, when everything hit the fan. It was during Chinese New Year. But before that, in early January, there were whispers here within the city. And I say whispers because people talk, you know, these are local people, Taiwanese people who have family members in China, you know, businesses in China, people who were traveling. And, you know, Taiwan was the first one to cut off travel to China in early as January 20th. Mm-hmm. And by the 25th, my kids' schools were canceled. So we knew that something was not as it was being reported in terms of the number of deaths. Mm-hmm. I think that was the biggest talk here in Taiwan, was that there were constantly being reported these low numbers of deaths coming out of China because of this new virus. And at the time, everyone here referred to it as the Wuhan virus.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly didn't know what COVID-19 was until it hit the U.S. and the U.K. because everyone here referred to it as the Wuhan virus. And even on the news, that's what it was referred to. And so, you know, being so close to China, they knew obviously from their experience with SARS back in 2003,
exactly
how serious things could be and how quickly things could escalate. And they did respond. I will tell you, I love being American. I'm happy being an American. I am so glad, however, that I am sitting in Taiwan right now. I'll be honest,
right,
because of the swift way in which they dealt with it, because they leveraged the experience that they had from SARS and a lot of the infrastructure that they had already put in place, even in the airports. You know, they already had full body temperature scanning machines that were already in place from the days of SARS.
Yes.
And so, that you know, those type of measures were critical.
Yeah, I think that's the big question, you know, because America went through SARS as well, and there was money allocated from the People's Treasury for states to, you know, to step up and to make sure they were secure. These states, sadly, and I think that's going to be, you know, reported more definitively down the road, decided to do other things with that money. They misappropriated, essentially. Now they're yelling and screaming that they don't have enough. So amazing that Taiwan learned the lesson and look at the positive results that you got as a result of what you learned from SARS, and that what we're understanding about this particular virus, it is in a lot of ways very SARS-like.
Very SARS-like. In fact, in the beginning, over here in our news, it was really being referred to as a mutated SARS, as a form of SARS that simply had mutated. Sources were the same. The wet markets in China, which I don't know why 18 years ago, that they weren't shut down when they knew that the source of the disease were coming out of these same wet markets, the same as SARS originated. And they did leverage quite a bit that they learned. They worked with a lot of the different departments. So it was a cross-departmental sourcing that they had going here, in that while Taiwan is very different from China and very distinct from China, they are a democracy. They have their own government, obviously. They do have a national healthcare insurance system, and they merged travel databases that they had with that national healthcare system. So what they did was they merged the travel history of people so they could identify early on those who had traveled to Wuhan who were not disclosing that, so they could identify those high-risk individuals, have them tested early, isolate who they needed to, put in quarantine who they needed to. And it was a very quick and decisive method, but they had all of, as you said, you know, the money, the learning, the practices were there from SARS.
Mm-hmm.
They flew that.
Right.
They didn't let that go. And
did
so,
they, Did they also define, Juanita, who was most vulnerable in terms of older people and that sort of thing? I mean, they really defined who was likely to get SARS, who was likely to have a high morbidity quotient, right?
Absolutely. I knew from day one. So my kid's school was canceled January 25th. It was already closed.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew on that day. The reason why, I know I said on the show before, my son and I stayed in our apartment for the first 3 weeks without even going to the ground. I was sending my husband to go, but I didn't go because I have asthma. And we knew that it was particularly harmful from what they knew at the time, the pattern of the disease. But they also reported about asymptomatic patients.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there were asymptomatic pneumonia is what they referred to in their report, that this could, you know, be carried by someone with no symptoms, but that it did play out quite harshly with people with pre-existing conditions, autoimmune deficiency,
right,
with lupus, things of that nature.
Exactly. Juanita, we only got about 30 seconds left. Taiwan, business as usual now?
Almost. I mean, I will say it again. You'll have a new norm. When you go back to school, you get a bit of routine, but we have social distancing still in place. We're wearing masks. We're taking temperatures. So right now, we only have 6 deaths and only, 393 cases. 55 of those are indigenous. 338 are imported. So it didn't spread here within the country the way it's doing in other places, and it's because they acted so quickly.
She's a quarantine survivor of COVID-19, Juanita Ingram from Taiwan. Juanita, thank you.
Phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for healthcare. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The strength of fight, your gold. You've come so far, keep going.
Coming at
you. Fresh and independent as we do, Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you back with us. I'll tell you, as the country tries to find some balance in this whole situation, and by the way, I hope you had a blessed Easter. Even though we weren't able to gather, you know, in our typical churches and houses of worship over the holiday, this is, you know, Passover, the season of Passover as well, which is a really interesting time. I always love it when Easter and the Passover come together because it is, you know, the old traditions, you know, given to us by the Jews. It brings a dimension and appreciation of what Easter represents, that the Passover was a foretelling of a king that would come and redeem us all, redeem all nations, and it's still there in the midst of this. Of course, Jesus was crucified on Passover, which is the 14th of Nisan. That's when he died. While he was in the grave, the Jews celebrated the Feast of Unleavened Bread, where they removed all yeast out of the household, which represent a removal of all sin. That's what yeast represented, leavened bread. So now it was unleavened bread to recommit, you know, the spiritual nation to godly ways and to confess their sins and to remove all sin, to really make an effort. And it wasn't just an effort. I mean, it had to be done. In the previous days, if you were a part of the Jewish nation and you were found to be holding leavened bread during this particular time, it was such an offense. It was such an offense that you were basically excommunicated from the community. So the Feast of Unleavened Bread, while Jesus is in the grave, and a time for us to have a moment to consider our ways and our sins against a holy God. And then comes Sunday, the third day, which happened to be the Feast of First Fruits. I mean, think about it. This is when, you know, the barley would begin to be harvested. And this was First Fruits Sunday. The spring, you know, the third of the spring feasts of Israel. Kind of amazing that Jesus would be resurrected as the first fruit, as the conqueror over death. And as prophesied, not even predicted, but as prophesied, because there wasn't a prediction, there wasn't any guesswork involved. God said this was going to happen. Jesus rose on the third day. And what, you know, how do you describe that? You know, Josh McDowell said, look at, if you could disprove what he did, he went on to disprove. He thought, oh, this Jesus stuff is such a hoax, that if he could disprove the resurrection, that it would prove that Christianity was one big hoax and would just fall on itself and implode. In the process of him trying to do that, he ends up convincing himself that the gospel and all that happened on that first Easter Sunday did in fact happen. It is the truth. And Josh McDowell has never been the same ever since. He has been one to go out and share the good news with millions of people over his ministerial career. And his insight has been absolutely, absolutely profound and life-changing for many people. And so for you, for this Easter season, my prayer is that it is life-changing for you, that you realize that you are the first fruit. You are the result of the first fruit of Jesus' resurrection. That can happen at any time, whether you're 10 years old, whether you're 70, 80, 90 years old, you can still be a first fruit. Age has nothing to do with it. It is your spiritual condition that God is interested in, and why God sent his son to deliver us from all these calamities of the world, such as COVID-19, as panicked as we've been. You know, people are wondering, going, wait a minute, how come the Christian community is so calm? How come the Christian community, you know, is still drawn to meet? Well, because God commanded us you know, not to forego the meeting of one with another. Now we're meeting, certainly, over, you know, the internet. You know, that is one answer. And some people have considered and said, well, you know, maybe this is a judgment, you know, on the churches, on the brick and mortar of God's churches, because the early church, you know, there wasn't about brick and mortar. They met in homes. They met in bedrooms, you know, all around, you know, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts. They were meeting. They were home churches. Didn't require big buildings, big edifices, like God needed some sort of monument. Really? You know, I think we'd like to believe that we could, but this is, I guess, man's attempt, like the Tower of Babel all over again, to a certain degree. Maybe this is a time to reconsider that. That, you know, as others have, you know, correctly identified, that the church isn't made up of brick and mortar. The church is the individuals. It's you. It's me. We are the church. We are the first fruits of that Sunday resurrection, Jesus coming from the grave. And interestingly enough, that grave remains empty. It's still empty. And it's irrefutable. Even though people tried to lie, tried to misrepresent, there's a lot of conspiracy about it. But Jesus appeared to hundreds of people after his death, as he said he would. And the thing that's most amazing to me is that if this was all a hoax, could you imagine people dying for a hoax? I mean, hundreds of people, thousands of people, probably over the years, millions of people have died. They've died for the sake of the gospel. You know, we have people today in countries where Christianity is absolutely forbidden, but it's amazing. It's where revival is taking place. In Muslim nations and other nations that have tried to oppress the gospel message. But, you know, God's not going to be stopped. I mean, his plan is yes, and it is done. It's finished. And though the convening powers at the time, right now, are saying, no, you can't have your Jesus. Well, you know, people are holding on to the Jesus in their heart. Maybe they're not, you know, meeting in large groups. Maybe they're in secret rooms, you know, throughout the world, but passionately responding as first fruits of an Easter Sunday. And my prayer is that that would be your case as well. Even in the midst of this COVID-19 virus explosion, where there is so much to understand and what's going on, I like what Bill Bennett had to say this morning. He is so practical. And Bill Bennett, of course, was the former czar under H.W. Bush and a wise man. And, of course, was all part of the Department of Education. And, it, you know, in his approach, I mean, some people bring up these ideas like, well, like the government's going to, like all of a sudden we're going to flip a switch and go back to war. There's no doubt. Like I was talking to my son. He's in the trade show industry. I said, wow, you know, we could be talking a year or two, you know, when you look at it. Before trade shows come back, and what's going to happen to sports arenas, you know, where we had massive congregations of people in arenas and concert halls and that sort of thing. That's not a flip of the switch. But certainly, there are some switches that can be flipped. And as Bennett said, look at, you know, it's, you know, we don't have to flip a switch and all of a sudden we're at 100%. You know, you get one of those lights that give you three options, you know, maybe 50, 65, 85%, and we do it as things would dictate, that we can do so carefully. No doubt whether or not we'll be able to shake hands in the near future, but we are going to maintain some social distancing. I think some good hygiene is a good lesson for everybody, and everybody's upping their game when it comes to hygiene and, you know, possibly the wearing the mask, but certainly social distancing and being concerned and also being more aware, acutely aware, that if you're feeling ill, you don't put yourself in the middle of your friends and neighbors or family members, right? It's time for us to be more responsible. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. We got more coming up. Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is leading the world now in the number of coronavirus deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says there are some good signs when it comes to the numbers of hospitalizations and ventilator incubations, but he also says he doesn't want to make it a premature decision to ease up on social distancing.
If you just say, okay, it's whatever, May 1st, click, turn the switch on. Obviously, if you do it in an all-or-none way, there's an extraordinary risk of there being a rebound.
They're in cleanup mode across much of the South today after a deadly Easter Sunday tornado outbreak. At least seven deaths are blamed on those twisters. Oil prices are now mixed after OPEC and its allies agreed to historic production cuts in the face of a glut of oil. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in.
Welcome back, America. Fresh and independent we are. At 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Ralph Reed joins us now, the chairman and CEO of Century Strategies, a public relations and public affairs firm. He's worked on 11 presidential campaigns, chaired the Georgia Republican Party, and served on the Evangelicals for Trump coalition. Dr. Reed, great to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me today.
Well, congratulations on the new book, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump. Why did this book have to be written?
Well, I felt it was very important to set the record straight. And the book, Bill, was not primarily a defense of Trump, although I do plenty of that in For God and Country. It's really more a defense of the faith community because they have been maligned and smeared and belittled and insulted for 4 to 4.5 years. Mm-hmm. They've been called spiritual frauds, hypocrites, phonies, people who sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver, bankrupted the gospel, in order to get access to power. This has been said by the media, even by some never-Trumper Christian. And I felt it was important, Bill, to make the case that in 2016, and even more so now, on the issues that beat in the heart and give meaning to the souls of tens of millions of believers, the right to life, religious freedom, appointing judges who will respect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the defense of the State of Israel, Trump has not only kept his word, he's been a champion and a fighter, and I think the decision of Christians to back him with the biggest numbers ever was not only politically justified, I think it was the morally correct decision, and they'll do it in even bigger numbers this November.
I believe you're right, Ralph, and I think that the left understands that, and this is why they're going after the evangelicals and people of faith so radically. And you've been taking the bullets for a long time, as you say, because you've been at the forefront of this. You were convinced that Donald Trump was the real deal. I had this conversation with Paula White the other day. I said, Paula, you know, that was my question. Was he authentic? And she says, oh, Bill, absolutely. That he had converted to Christianity long before he went down that escalator there on Fifth Street and Madison Avenue.
Yeah, and Paula got to know the president, obviously, even before I did, I think in 2006 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
I got to know Ivanka and Jared in 2010, and then got a call literally out of the blue from Donald Trump in March of 2011. I invited him to speak at a Faith and Freedom event. This is all in the opening chapter of my book.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about how, you know, I was very skeptical.
Yes.
And I told him that. And then I got to know him, and we talked about some of these issues. I'm not his spiritual counselor. I'm not his pastor. That's not the relationship that I have with him.
Mm-hmm.
But we talked about all the issues that are important to evangelicals and pro-life Catholics, and he assured me that he would be solid. He walked through the issues with me. So while a lot of people were very reticent, and I make the point in For God and Country, Bill, that two-thirds of evangelicals supported someone other than Donald Trump in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them Ted Cruz, and then after that, Mike Huckabee, Marco Rubio. But in the end, with a Supreme Court vacancy on the highest court in the land that would decide the destiny of that court for a generation, and with Donald Trump making the unprecedented promise to choose from a list that he had released in advance, and Hillary Clinton promising to appoint only a pro-abortion radical, and lots of other issues too, but the life issue alone and the court issue alone, I think faced with that binary choice, deeply committed Christians faced with a difficult choice did the right thing, and their choice, Bill, has been vindicated.
Without a doubt. It's been a fruitful choice, as you say in your book. Promises made, promises kept at every turn. You can measure Donald Trump based on the fruit of his promises, the presidency, the administration, every step of the way, even when the radical left media has come after him. Many times, Ralph, he's proven to be right, but never do they come back and say, we got it wrong and Donald Trump was right.
That's right, and I detail all of that in the book. I have a chapter on the fake news media and the death and end of journalism. I think journalism is dead. They were out to get him from the minute he got on that escalator. They lie about him. They distort and twist his words. And, you know, I quote Jesus in the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm obviously not saying that Donald Trump is perfect, because none of us are. I'm not saying he's without sin, because we have all sinned and all fallen short of God's glory, and we all make mistakes. All of us do.
Exactly.
But I make this point. You know, instead of treating his tweets like they're the Holy Writ and focusing on every single word he says, does he sometimes say or tweet things I wish he wouldn't? Sure he does. But I focus, the longer I do this, Bill, the more I understand that the true measure of a person is their deeds. It's their actions. It's what they do. And I quote Jesus, you know, not comparing the two at all, but just the principle He said to the Pharisees when they were twisting his words and calling him a phony and calling him a fraud, he said, if you don't believe me, believe the works. Believe the deeds that I do.
Exactly.
And in the case of Donald Trump, you know, all these never-Trumpsters in the left-wing media, I mean, how can you argue with Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh? How can you argue with him saying he was going to move the embassy to Jerusalem and being the first president in 25 years to keep that promise? How can you argue with his commitment to either renegotiate or pull out of the Iran nuclear deal, which would have allowed the leading state sponsor of terrorism in the world to obtain nuclear weapons? On issue after issue, on deed after deed, he not only kept his word, he exceeded our greatest expectations. And I have an appendix in the book, Bill, called Promises Made, Promises Kept. I think it's about 30 pages long,
yes.
And it could have been longer, detailing every one of his accomplishments, from the economy to the life issue to the courts, jobs, religious freedom, you name it.
Ralph, I got to tell you, what you just shared right now is consistent with what came to me when I was doing a presentation for a local Tea Party group here in Florida. And I told them what we could learn from Donald Trump is the same thing that Jesus told us. And that is, you can stand in the truth. And as the Apostle Paul told us, having done all to stand, he says, keep standing, because the truth won't change. And this is my takeaway and my observation from Donald Trump near 4 years later in observing, as you say, the fruit, observing, you know, the bottom line of his presidency, the promises made, the promises kept, and the fruit of his decisions. And often I find him to be right and wrong, and all the other hysteria that wraps around it is to try to question and get him off his standing. And his standing is, he knows that he knows. And I believe that's the takeaway for all people of faith, is that if you know what you know, you're going to stand in the truth, right?
I think that, you know, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. And President Trump has certainly made a few of his own. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure particularly in the personnel area, he'd acknowledge that. But I will tell you this. When it comes to the issues, his instincts are invariably right. Not trusting the Iranians, believing that we should stand with Israel, believing that we should defend life. And to your point, when he takes one of these positions, it's not halfway. It's not mealy-mouth. You know, it's not lukewarm. I mean, he's the first president in the history of our country to address the March for Life.
Okay.
And not only is he solid, but look at the people he's surrounded himself with. You know, I have a chapter in the book on the selection of Mike Pence as vice president.
I'll tell you what, Ralph, we've got to go to a quick break. Let me hit the pause button real quick. We'll come right back and we'll pick it up from there. Stay with us. We've got more from Dr. Ralph Reed after this.
This report is sponsored by Chase Bank. Social distancing means more consumers are performing everyday activities using digital tools these days. And for some, it can be the first time they go digital for things like banking or grocery shopping. Nearly two-thirds of smartphone users over 50 reported in 2019 that they don't use their devices for financial transactions. Chase and AARP Foundation have collaborated to help improve digital confidence and know-how with free videos and worksheets on things like downloading an app, depositing checks, and avoiding scams. Alice Rodriguez, financial health leader for Chase, says,
there are many online tools that can help us handle everyday tasks from home, like banking. These free resources can help you stay safe and confident online and ready to spot misinformation and scams.
To take a free online workshop on financial technology, visit aarpfoundation.org/fintech. Again, that's aarpfoundation.org/fintech.
This report is brought to you by the College Board. The unprecedented spread of the coronavirus has closed schools across the country, some for the rest of the year. So what about the millions of high school students who have been working hard to earn college credits by taking advanced placement classes? The College Board has unveiled virtual supports for students, including free, live, and on-demand AP review lessons on YouTube and the first ever online AP exams. Students can take the AP exam at home, on a device of their choice, in a safe, comfortable environment.
Trevor Packer is the Senior Vice President for Advanced Placement and Instruction at the College Board.
We've surveyed AP students nationwide, and the vast majority want to take the exam. That's why we've set up a process that's simple, secure, and accessible. We want to make sure that every student has the chance to earn the college credit they've been working so hard for.
The 45-minute online exams will be given from May 11th through May 22nd. Makeup test dates will also be available. To learn more, visit cb.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation with Dr. Ralph Reed continues. We're talking about his brand new book, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump. Ralph, you were saying in talking about Donald Trump, you get Donald Trump as a figure, but you can also measure a figure by the people that he surrounds himself with, right?
Yeah, that's right. And when it came to choosing his governing partner, he had a lot of choices, and there were some good ones. Mm-hmm. But he picked Mike Pence, who's not only a man of profound Christian faith and is not only the real deal himself, but he's a full-spectrum conservative. And look at the job that Mike Pence has done, helping the president manage and direct the government's response to the coronavirus. He's just an impact player, start mm-hmm. to finish. Look at Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, one of the most impressive conservatives in Congress when he was there, graduated top of his class in West Point, former CIA officer, just gold-plated, and a man of profound faith as Secretary of State. I could go on with Ben Carson and Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue, who's a dear friend because we're both from Georgia, and Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, who's a deeply committed Christian and a longtime stalwart conservative. He has surrounded himself with the best and people who are not only coming from a faith standpoint, but they're solid in their philosophical groundings. And again, it gives the lie to and refutes the critics who claims that he just makes it up as he goes along, that he only wants to be surrounded by yes men, that he's an ideological chameleon. I mean, look, I've been around a long time. You know, this is my 11th presidential campaign and probably my 7th White House that I've worked with. And I can tell you this right now. You don't choose the kind of conservatives and Christians that he has at every level of government by accident. It only happens if you're doing it purposefully.
Exactly. and purposefully and based on experience. I mean, he has been one, as we've said early on, that has written the front part of a check, and we know what that means, and we know the kind of pressure that goes when you are the owner of a company, you've run a company, you've been responsible for hiring people, and you've been responsible for firing people as well. And Donald Trump is no nonsense, and we, those of us who are business-oriented, have longed for a long time for having some business acumen brought to the Oval Office. We thought years ago that maybe Ross Perot might be the guy, maybe Mitt Romney, but little did we know that in God's perfect timing, it had to be one Donald Trump.
Yeah, it did, and it's a very unorthodox and unusual background for a president. I mean, keep in mind, we've never had anybody serve as president in the history of this country who wasn't either a senator or a governor, served in Congress, served in the cabinet, or was a military hero or a general.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to come out of the chute like that, and not only having never served in office, having never run for office,
exactly,
and mow down 16 other supremely qualified, many of them outstanding candidates and leaders in their own right, and then win a race in the general election that, let's be honest, very few people thought he could win, and really win going away in the Electoral College, winning states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, which no Republican had carried since the 84 Reagan landslide. You know, he may never get his due from the liberal media, and I don't think he expects to, and I don't think he cares.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you this, if we do our job as Christians and we turn out in record numbers and we intercede and pray for him, and Lord willing, he's reelected, he has the potential to go down as one of America's most historically significant presidents.
Well, you think of right now, Ralph, upon reelection, we're looking at maybe two, possibly three Supreme Court justices to be nominated from that list that he presented to us, what, 4 or 5 years ago? I mean, this is going to control the court and put conservatism, it becomes the capstone for the court for probably the next 50 years at least, don't you think?
I do, and it really gets back to the point I make in my book. You know, those of us who are deeply committed Christians,
mm-hmm,
you know, they said, how can you back a thrice married, Manhattan billionaire who used to be a social liberal, who's been pro-choice, and has a background as a playboy? Well, I'll tell you why. Because he promised us that if he became president, he would fill the Scalia seat with a conservative. Then he got another vacancy, filled it with another conservative. And you know, he's appointed more judges in the first 3 years of his administration than any president since George Washington, which is when the courts were set up. And they're solid. They're conservative. They believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They believe in original intent. And if we had done what the media told us to do, if we had done what the critics told us to do, and the Never Trumpers told us to do, do you realize Hillary Clinton would have now not only appointed these two justices,
yes,
but Ruth Bader Ginsburg would have probably retired, and she would have replaced her with a younger, more radical version of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and on all the issues we care about, we would have been defeated for a generation and maybe two. That would have been the outcome if we had done what they said we should have done. They were wrong, we were right, and we should do it again and do it again in even bigger numbers.
It would be infanticide on steroids, Ralph, because we know what the Democrats want to do. Offer comfort care, sell baby body parts, you know, harvest their organs, their little organs. They've made it clear. This is what they believe in. In fact, I am so surprised. I know that Democratic Party's in shambles right now, and it's really revealing itself as the Democratic Socialist Marxists that they have, they've been for a long time. But now, thank you very much, Bernie Sanders and AOC et al. They are fully revealed. But now more than ever, people have faith, even especially, Ralph, this is what shocks me when I talk with them. I say, have you not read the platform of the Democratic Party, and they look at you like, you know, like you're in the headlights, and you go, just read it, and it should tell you everything. If anything is, you know, just wholly antithetical to the Bible and the Word of God, it is the Democratic platform. It's inarguable.
Yeah, that's right. And Hillary Clinton was the first presidential candidate in U.S. history to be endorsed in the primaries by Planned Parenthood. She was bought and paid for by Planned Parenthood. She was the first candidate to ever call for the repeal of the Hyde Amendment. Mm-hmm. That had been a bipartisan consensus for 40 years to keep taxpayer funds from being used to pay for elective abortions under the Medicaid program. That is a position that Joe Biden took for 42 years as a senator, as vice president, and as a presidential candidate. And when he entered this race last April, he folded like a cheap suit on that issue in a matter of 72 hours. Changed a position he had held for 42 years. Why? Because it is impossible to be the Democratic nominee for president today if you don't pledge to increase funding to Planned Parenthood. If you don't agree to abortion on demand for any reason or no reason at all through the 9th month of pregnancy, including moments before the child is born, paid for with tax dollars under Obamacare or Medicare for All or some other government-run health care scheme. And so, yes, they're radical. They're out of the mainstream. They do not reflect biblical values. Frankly, Bill, they don't even reflect mainstream American values.
They were selling what 70% of America did not want, and Bernie Sanders brought that out loud and clear when the final numbers came, and this is why he finally had to say it's over. He's not pursuing the nomination for the Democratic presidential nomination for the Democratic Party any longer, so he's folded his tent. In your book, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump, Ralph, as you and I are well aware, about 50%, only 50% of Christians actually register to vote, which is shocking to me. And that's a whole nother interview and discussion that we can have. But to keep it on point here and to really hit the critical issue here, when you've got 50% of Christians not even bothering to register, and even the ones that do register, only 50% of those actually vote, that's an indictment on, you know, Christians who say they believe in the Word of God, that, you know, Jesus very clearly said, you've got to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar and to God the things that are God. And we have a social responsibility. We are made to be the salt and the light for a dark world and a dark country. And this is how we let the light shine, is by coming out and declaring our vote, is it not?
Talk about that in the book. I talk about the fact that we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, which is a kingdom both that is both here now and is yet to come. But we have an equal and corollary citizenship here on earth. For us as citizens of the United States, and I go through Old Testament and New Testament teaching, I talk about how the Apostle Paul, when he was unfairly charged, appealed his case all the way to Caesar. You didn't have the right to vote in the Roman Republic, but you Yes. did have the right to appeal to Caesar. It was the most precious right of a Roman citizen. And when they tried to scourge him and when they tried to unfairly jail him, did he just say, oh, I'm willing to suffer as a Christian? No, he didn't. Of course he was willing to suffer as a Christian, but he believed the rights that he had as a citizen of Rome were God-given, and he believed he had every right to exercise them. And we should do the same. And what is the foundational right? The foundational right of an American citizen? It is to vote.
Dr. Ralph Reed, author of the book, and it's a must-read, especially for people of faith, for God and country, The Christian Case for Trump. Ralph, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. God bless. Be safe out there.
Thank you, Bill. You too. Appreciate you.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Maybe.